UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls the situation in Darfur one of the most pressing issues in the world today. That is why, he says, he has made a political settlement to end the four-year-old conflict his number one priority. The Secretary General has just completed a week-long visit to Sudan, Chad, and Libya to discuss his peace agenda for Darfur with leaders of all three countries. He tells VOA the trip to visit this area was a good decision.
I'm optimistic, but I would not call it a success. I would call it credible progress. We must build upon this progress until we are able to claim that it was a great success in bringing peace and security to Darfur. I would not like to discuss or think about any failure of this. We are working for the success of this political negotiation. We must succeed.
Ban says his resolve to end the war in Darfur was strengthened after he visited a camp for internally displaced people. He says he was shocked and humbled by the misery, poverty, and desperation he saw. About 200,000 people have been killed, and more than 2.5 million have been forced to flee their homes since war broke out in 2003 between Sudanese-backed Janjaweed militia and African rebel groups. The UN chief says one of the achievements of his trip was to get agreement to restart peace negotiations on October 27th in Libya. He says the Sudanese government and key rebel groups have said they will come to the African Union UN-mediated talks. He says there is universal agreement that these renewed negotiations should be regarded as a final settlement of the issue.
This should not be an open-ended meeting. At the same time, I have to be cautious in setting any deadline. If you set a deadline, there is a tendency to cross over this deadline by some parties, but we must make this a final settlement. For that, I would urge political flexibility of all the parties concerned for the future of Sudan. It's not only for the future of Sudan, for the future of peace and security in the region.
Ban says the war in Darfur has had a spillover effect, most notably in Chad and the Central African Republic. He says Chad is hosting about 240,000 refugees from Darfur and another 40,000 from the CAR. He tells VOA he will dispatch his special envoys to the region to do the groundwork for next month's peace negotiations. And he says he will convene a high-level meeting at UN headquarters in New York on September 21st to settle on a roadmap to pave the way toward peace. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Tripoli, Libya.